Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cook and Joe Show. The time is 10:28, brought to you by the all-new Ken Ganley Toyota. Drive a new Toyota. Drive a new Toyota with zero down. Ron Casey DeSmith played very well last night. Sully, as we just heard him say, thought he was the best player on the ice. So, to my way of thinking, even if Murray is deemed healthy for the game tomorrow, I'm going with Casey DeSmith. You?
No. Murray's my goaltender. I got to get him going. I got to get him going right. Now, if he's healthy, if he's deemed ready to go, I go with him. If there's any concern at all, you err on the side of caution. They don't play again until when? Tuesday night at home against Vancouver. It may not hurt to give him another couple days off to recover, but if he's 100%, I go back to him.
Yeah, just the nature of concussions. That's,
you don't know.
That's something that
right.
Even if you are deemed 100%, I wonder about. But also, like, what's the rush to get him going? He got off to a bad start. Why not give him a lengthier rest when you have a guy who was the best player on the ice for you?
Well, again, I just think he's my number one goaltender, and I want to play my number one man. And he did get off to a rough start, and usually when those guys have a couple bad games or even one bad game, they can't wait to get back on the ice to kind of redeem themselves. So I don't know if he'll play or not. They might just keep him out another game just because of what you said about the concussion.
Yeah, I'm tempted in the name of winning the game and trying to get off to the best start possible to give this kid another start under any circumstance. But let's switch to Steelers. We have Steelers, Bengals. We have Vontaze Burfict is what we have. So they're going to have to deal with him.
Jones is no longer there. At least Pac-Man can't contribute his little colorful contributions to the game.
No, he can't. Thank God he's gone, huh? Although for the Steelers' sake, you probably wish he was there. Although he's a good player. He was always a good player. He's just out of his mind.
He signed with somebody else, didn't he? He didn't go to camp, but is he in Denver?
I don't know where
Joe
he is.
Joe Kopp saying he's in Denver. Only Denver. Joe would know that.
So what we have is a team that A.J. Green says is way different, right? And how different are they? I don't know. When I look at them, there's actually a lot of things about the Bengals that are the same, but there are some significant differences. Terrell Austin's their new defensive coordinator. Guy's been preaching takeaways since he's got there. They have a lot of game-changing takeaways so far. Some subtle differences in the team. Alex Van Pelt, former Pitt quarterback. They got him from Green Bay, Ron, where he worked with Aaron Rodgers, and Andy Dalton's playing some of the best football
Rodgers
of his career.
Aaron wasn't happy to lose him either.
That's a significant little addition, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, I guess. I mean, we're going to talk to Paul Daugherty, a good pal of mine from the Cincinnati Inquirer at noon, just about how well Dalton is playing. The key thing for the Bengals is they've come back to win like three games, right, when they've been down, including the last one, 17-0 against Miami. You don't see teams come back like that very often from that kind of a deficit down, although that's exactly what the Steelers did last year, the last time they went to Cincinnati, the Ryan Shazier night. They were down 17-0 in the second quarter and 20-10 in the fourth quarter and pulled it out. You don't see that very often.
Do you think the Bengals are different?
I think they're different because they're winning close games, yeah. I mean, does that mean they're going to win it this Sunday or go on to win the division? I'm not quite ready to go there.
I mean, I've seen the Bengals win games before. They got off to an 8-0 start in 15. You know, just because they've gotten lucky a couple times, I don't know that I look at them as a completely different team. They're off to a better start than the last couple years,
right?
That's for sure. But what tangibly is different? It's the same quarterback. It's the same head coach. Different defensive coordinator. Bill Lazor, their offensive coordinator, had a full offseason to prepare. They got rid of their offensive line coach. They got rid of their wide receiver. It's basically a brand new coaching staff.
Right.
That's a significant difference.
But Marvin is still there.
Marvin is still there.
Year 16 with never winning a playoff game. That just blows me away.
It's an amazing, it's one of the most amazing stats really in the history of sports that a guy could stay in one place in the NFL for that long and never win. Nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever done it.
I can't even.
I think Jim Mora was the closest.
You know, what Tomlin has done and how successful he's been and people want to run him out of town. It's just amazing to me that Marvin has survived 16 years there. Now, Mike Brown is Paul's son. Mike doesn't like to pay people not to work. But I want to ask Daugherty when we have him at noon. There was all kind of speculation that Marvin was done after last season. He was going to retire. He was going to do something different. He might go work for the league. Next thing you know, he signs an extension. Now, you know, and Mike Brown does not like to pay people not to work. So.
No, he doesn't. And good for Marvin. I actually like Marvin.
He's a good man. I do too.
It's amazing to me that he's still there, but I do like the guy. So there are tangible differences, Ron. Iloka's gone. Pac-Man's gone. Brandon LaFell is gone. And they have a new free safety. This kid they drafted, Bates. Joe Mixon, I think, gives them a different dimension. But in the end, do I believe that the Bengals are radically changed to the point where they're going to win a playoff game, actually get that far? No, but they could win a division for sure. And I've predicted them to after I flip-flopped from the Steelers. They've won divisions before. They've won a lot, actually, under Marvin Lewis. The question is, are they different?
Postseason game. You know what they still have that is exactly the same, and it's terrific for them, is that 1-2 punch with Geno Atkins and Dunlap. I was talking to DeCastro for my Sunday piece on that the other day, and he just said, Atkins is just unbelievable. He said maybe the best defensive lineman, certainly, that he's played against. And Dunlap is really good, too. The line is going to be really challenged this week.
No doubt. They always are against that front. And the fact of the matter is that there's been a ton of really competitive games between these teams, including that playoff game that the Bengals basically handed the Steelers in the end. But there's also significant injuries, Ron. And one is Billy Price, their first-round center, who has been dealing with a foot injury now for about 3 weeks. And the truth of it, by the way, last week against Miami is they were horrible offensively, the Bengals. They scored two
defensive
touchdowns. Yep. Giovanni Bernard did not practice yesterday. John Ross, who is
One of the fastest guys in the league, right?
Yeah, I was going to say almost as fast as Tyreek Hill, but not to that level. He's been limited with a groin injury. So they've had some significant injuries, I think, going into this game. Steelers, we have Morgan Burnett. Didn't practice again. Larry Fort, as Mike Tomlin referred to him as the other day, didn't practice the other day. Ramon got a Veterans Day off. I don't know. I like the feel overall going into the game, but how can I not? They're going into Cincinnati.
17-3 at Paul Brown Stadium. Think about that. 17-3.
If the Bengals win this game, then I'll be happy to come back on Monday and say, yeah, maybe they are a little different. Although, they have beaten the Steelers, too. They came in here once and won the division here. Remember that game?
That was the Hushmanzada stepping on the terrible
that town. That one. And then
Chad Johnson, that was in 05 when Carson Palmer got hurt in the playoff game. That was also when Chad Johnson, I don't even think he was Ocho Cinco then, said, the Steelers have had their time. It's our time now. I'll never forget that quote.
Yeah. He said they're black and white television. We're colored television. But I was thinking of the one more recently where it was basically the division title game here where Ben got picked off at the end and then Dalton made a throw and they kick a field goal. So they've done that before. They've done a lot of things. They've done a lot of winning in the regular season under Marvin Lewis. But we'll see if they're actually different. Do you think they are? And do you think that the Steelers have a psychological advantage in this rivalry? 412-928-9370. Chris Hoke spoke about that yesterday. Is there something to that? We'll talk about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.